Catherine Sex, so much for joining us this morning.
Hi.
Now, tell us a little bit about Energy Lab. What is it that you guys do?
Okay, so Energy Lab is a platform. It's a ecosystem. It's a community that's designed to get more people actually starting clean businesses,
okay.
Right? So businesses that are going to move us towards a 100% clean energy future. And so there was that recognition that in order to make that change, we're going to need a whole lot more than just government, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if government were on board, eh? Yes. But also the businesses that are actually changing those practices. So there was that incentive to actually move towards, you know, businesses that actually support the planet, support cleaner air, cleaner water, cleaner, you know, cleaner earth, and the sustainable practices underneath that.
Amazing. So is this moving towards almost more of a social enterprise system of doing things?
Not quite, actually. And I think that's
social
where...
Social enterprise adjacent.
Well, I think that's the thing, that I think there's this sort of conflation between for-purpose and social enterprise.
Okay.
And I think that that's, you know, it's kind of, in a way, maybe a bit of a myth, because in fact, when we actually look at the data, we see that businesses that have a very strong purpose actually make more profit than businesses that just want to extract, you know, extract financial benefit without really caring about, you know, people or like the environment or, you know, other social impacts, right? And, you know, the funny thing is too, there's also that myth around women's participation, right? That like, you know, oh, you know, women, that it's a meritocracy, that there's more men, right? But in fact, when we look at the data on businesses, like having more women participating at high levels is actually associated with, again, higher profits. So there isn't... So I think there's less of a opposition between purpose and profit, but I think that we kind of assume that.
And so these are two pretty big myths, I guess, then, that we're tackling with clean tech women.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so clean tech women is an initiative that's supported by Energy Lab to support getting more women into starting clean tech businesses.
Okay.
Right.
What's a clean tech business?
Okay, so part of I think the difficulty in that is that it's a really broad definition.
Okay,
so it's anything that makes our world cleaner.
Amazing.
Right? So yeah, and our logo, and we've Carola Jonas, who is a founder of a clean tech business called Everty, which is creating a charging network for electric vehicles to take away the reliance on petrol. She's one of the our founding team of clean tech women, and she designed the logo, and it actually has three colours that represent earth, water, and air. And I think if you think about that, anything that makes any of those three things cleaner and more sustainable, that's what clean tech is.
Amazing. It surprises me that there isn't more kind of a push for clean tech, considering how important being more environmentally friendly and more environmentally focused is becoming.
So there is a bit of a challenge getting people into clean tech more generally. And then on top of that, we have a whole lot of specific barriers that women face starting technology companies as well too. So one is that, you know, it's a new area, and so people have to create something new. So you can't just go, oh, let's just take that business model and like steal that, which is how a lot of entrepreneurship actually is.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and, you know, and you've got a whole lot of structural barriers as well too, with, you know, really we're moving from one economy that was very reliant on fossil fuels to one that's going to have to be, you know, far more sustainable. And so there's a whole lot of things that, yeah, that people just don't know. So it's challenging.
It's a challenge. It's a big hurdle to jump over. But when you've got women, supporting the environment, I think we're on a winner.
Yeah. And the space is like, we've only just started this really, really recently. It's very cooperatively based. You know, we're all in here just for that purpose. And it's been amazing, the response from women who are already in the industry or in related industries. Those women who were actually founding, who were just like, yes, we need this. We need this ability to get together and support each other with what's such a small but growing industry.
Absolutely. So we've got a panel discussion happening on Thursday night.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So what we've got a panel, and we've got some really inspiring women who are making social and environmental change through businesses. So that's going to be at an energy lab, which is in Ultimo. This Thursday night. And so, for example, one of the panelists we have is Vinui, who has started Kindershare. And so what she actually recognised was that, that you have kids and you have to buy all this stuff, and then a few years later it's, like, completely useless.
Yeah.
Right? And that is such a waste. And this just keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, you have other friends who give you, like, hand-me-downs, right?
Yeah.
But she was like, you know, thinking, well, you know, how can we make this better? And so Kindershare actually helps support that circular economy, so goods actually being reused rather
Amazing.
Than just discarded.
Yeah.
So yeah, check, you know, if there are any would new parents or parents looking to see, you know, how can we actually sustainably, you know, reuse our stuff,
yeah.
check out Kindershare, but she's going to be a panelist.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Kids grow out of those little trike things so quickly. That's the one I'm always like. I'm like, this thing is made of plastic and will last for a million years. You do not need to throw it out in your council heart rubbish.
Absolutely.
I love the idea of the circular economy and the reusing and the repackaging of things. I think that is such a good place to start. And that particular business model sounds
yeah.
fantastic. So that it all sounds amazing. People can get along Thursday night, 5:30 p.m. At Energy Lab. That's in Buckland Street in Chippendale.
Yes.
We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you want to head along, find out more. Catherine, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.